Hello, GWA. This is Red Curls Colors, and since I am new to the sub, I was asked, requested to take the Proust questionnaire, and so you guys can get to know me a little bit better. Alright, here we go. Question number one. What is your gender and sexual orientation? I am female. Sexual orientation, I really don't like being labeled as an orientation. If anything, I prefer being called open or queer. But for understandability's sake, I am, well, bisexual, pansexual. I like everybody. Let's go with that. Just like everybody. Question number two. What gets you turned on? Good voices. That's why I'm here. Literotica. That's also why I'm here. Good voices and erotica at the same time. It's lovely. And I have good music. I have very specific types of gentlemen and ladies that I like. So people who fit that, definitely. Question number three. What is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? Probably wanting to please. I know that sounds a little weird, but it's, you know, whether it's just because I'm a very giving person in bed, or that I actually am a little bit into BDSM and like being submissive or being, you know, tied down, that type of thing. I want to please the person that I am with. I want to have a good time, and I think that's one of the best ways to do it. Question number four. What is your favorite sexual act? How the hell are you supposed to pick? If I had to choose, I mean, really, truly had to choose, probably oral sex. Because it's so much fun. No matter which way you go, it's just lovely. Question number five. What qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? Well, have a good voice, first and foremost. Be smooth. I like my ladies and my gentlemen smooth. Or shy and awkward and cute, actually. Doesn't matter too much. Just don't be weird. Don't be creepy. Just don't be creepy. And, the ability to flirt subtly and, but proposition very directly, and a good sense of touch, let's say. A good sense of touch, if you are able to touch me lightly and in a very innocent place and still turn me on. Good things. All good things. Number six. What is your good idea of a good sexual encounter? Well, everybody has a good time. Nobody goes home hurt. That's about it. Seven. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear, and how do you prepare yourself? Well, first and foremost, I take a shower because my hair is very red, and it is very curly, and it is at its best once when it is freshly showered and dried. Secondly, I wear green, being a redhead and all, so if I'm wearing green, you will probably see me in a green shirt, or a green dress, or green leggings with everything else in black, and either high heels or combat boots. And I also have my specific perfume that I like to wear because it resonates with my pheromones, I am told, and smells very good on me. Question number eight. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, actress, whatever. This is difficult. This is very difficult. So many. Oh God, I'm going to be the big one of the biggest geeks on the planet and say Sirius Black from Harry Potter, first and foremost. Or Draco Malfoy. Actually, yeah, let's go. I would prefer Draco Malfoy over Sirius Black from Harry Potter. I am such a geek. But, yeah. Blonde, pale, and with an excellent voice. And very dark and dominant, I'm just fine with all of that. And as for real life, if any of you listen to Rammstein, it's an excellent German band. Their lead singer, Till, is... I'm kind of convinced that he's like a Norse god that just happened to come down and start to walk the planet. But, you know, that's my opinion only. And also... Oh, I gotta say, Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, she's just... She's so pretty, and she's just so weird and awkwardly adorable, and she's so cute, and so many good things are there, so many beautiful things. I would love to spend 5 minutes in a room with her. All right, let's see what else do we got here. Who turns you on the most in your life? Ooh, oh dear. Well. There's a certain lady that I have had fun with before a couple times, and she's a beaut in the best possible way. One of those lucky girls that is able to pull off short hair, and she's so innocent. She says she is a really very innocent being. She's actually married, and she has permission to play with girls if she would like. But she's a very innocent sweetheart, but she's gorgeous, and I... being around her is a very difficult thing. I also happen to know a gentleman with a Scottish accent, and he is also very attractive. He's gay, but he's very attractive. So, objectively, he turns me on quite a bit. Past that, I don't really have anybody right now. I'm kind of in a lax state of life. Where did all you lovely people go? Question 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? Well, first and foremost, that would be my real name, which I will not tell you. But it's a very nice name. Secondly, being called a good girl. Or baby, sweetheart, that type of thing are both lovely. Pet. I've been called pet before, and that is, when it's done right, it's a very, very, very lovely thing to hear. And in the right context, some things like slut and whore can also be very erotic. But again, the right context, if you just decide to call me a whore out of nowhere, I'm probably going to slap you. Let's see here. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Okay, the examples here are actually, well, I don't have much of a gag reflex already. I've been flexible since I was a kid. I did ballet and gymnastics, so I'm quite flexible. I guess... I know. It would be not having to breathe. That sounds really weird, I know, but think of all the possibilities. You never have to stop kissing. You never, ever have to stop making out. You never have to stop giving people your tongue or your mouth. That would be awesome. I mean, I'd still like to breathe, but not having to breathe would be perfectly fine. Let's see. How did you find out? This is 12, by the way. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? I found out because I lurked on here. Well, I love Literotica and I've been a Redditor for, about a year or so. Not on this account, but on a real life one. And I lurked on here for a couple of months because I was searching for more things other than just, you know, here's pictures of my boobs type of thing, and found this, and I was such a happy human being. So I started posting to other Gone Wilds, Gone Wild Curvy, Mild, Wild, Wild at Work, Leggings, just for fun, and I figured since you guys have given me so much in the last couple of months, it's about time that I return the favor, if you'd like. Okay, 13, dirtiest fantasy. Oh, see, whenever I hear this question or any variant of something like this, I'm always going, well, but I'm sure I've thought of something dirtier. at some point. Rats. Let me think. Honestly, it's probably being used or kind of dominated by a teacher. There's a lovely little human here who does excellent Teacher Tuesday posts, and I think we all know who that is. So basically, if you go listen to any of that, that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it right there. Yeah, pretty much it. You're a frustrating man, but it's a good thing. So keep posting, Teacher Tuesday. We love you. 14. What is the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. Ooh, in detail. Kinkiest sex. Last long-term relationship that I was in. We stayed overnight in a very nice boutique hotel, and they happened to have, we were already quite kinky anyways, but, so I had, we had bondage tape and, lube, vibrator, anal plug, couple other, like, just fun toys with us, and, but that, this hotel happened to have a framed leather pad on the head, on the wall, above the headboard of the bed, and well, they wouldn't put that there if you, if it wasn't to be put for to good use. So after using the great majority of what we had brought with us, we had sex standing against that leather headboard on the bed, and that was excellent. Their brain is going to bad places. Continuing on, question number 15. What is your favorite part of your body and why? I'm going to separate this into two different contexts. Favorite non-sexual part of my body is probably either my lips or my eyes, because I'm very lucky and I have very light green blue eyes that go with my hair well. And I've been told, asked multiple times if I'm wearing lipstick, and I never do. So dang, those get me a lot of compliments. And that was in the more sexual sense, probably my butt. My butt is, I am very lucky to have the butt that I have. It is a good one, and it is strong, and it is a bit of a bubble butt, and it's nicely sized, and it makes it very fucking difficult for me to find pants that fit correctly, but once I find the pants, it looks damn good in them. So there you go, guys. Again, I'm Red Crow's Colors, and it's nice to be joining you all over here at Gone Wild Audio. And if anybody has any requests or ideas for me, I would love some inspiration, because I have some that are kind of sitting in the back of my brain, but they need a little encouragement or at least a little thought. And again, really glad to be here. Thanks for the warm reception to my verification post. You guys are just lovely. So I will see you all about soon. All right. See you soon, loves.